Well, the first item of business was the permanent transfer of permits for the driveways to the towers, which kind of a non-controversial item. Of course, we're going to transfer those permits too. The second item was the permanent decommissioning agreement for each of the towers. The conditional use permit required the owners of the towers or the owner of the project to have in place some plan to take the towers down, i.e. decommissioning them at the end of their useful life. The conditional use permit allowed the county to pick a method by which that guarantee would be put into place. Since the transfer of the wind tower project from Invenergy to MidAmerican Energy has taken place, there is some question as to what that guarantee would look like. MidAmerican Energy would just like us to accept a corporate guarantee that there would be in place monies to decommission those towers at some point in the future, and that future is estimated to be 40 years. But we don't know that right now, but that's what their estimate is.
And you were kind of looking for a secure bond to go along with that then?
That's correct. It's the will of the board, and we voted and made a motion and voted on this, that there be some type of corporate bond or surety bond that guarantees that there is a pool of money that follows the ownership of those towers, so that when it becomes time to take those towers down, the money actually exists and does not evaporate in some ownership transfer or in a bankruptcy court. We want to guarantee that there will be funds available to take those towers down. And we also included in that motion that pool of money be adjusted periodically to the rate of inflation. So we're talking about real dollars at the time of decommissioning.
Okay. And the reaction from the individual from Invenergy was basically they were not willing to accept, or right now they're not willing to have any kind of a bond placed on the windmills for the decommission or to take them down when that time comes.
Well, I don't think the representative of MidAmerican is authorized to accept or deny what we offered, but we did put in place a motion and voted unanimously to require MidAmerican to have a corporate bond in place or a surety bond in place. I believe he was going to check with his superiors as to the method by which it would be adjusted due to the rate of inflation, which is a moving target on a continuous basis.
This is supervisors, and you mentioned, of course, based on inflation over the course of time, but do the supervisors today have kind of a figure in mind as to what they would like to see as a bond placed against the windmills construction?
Well, the decommissioning amount that I was told 2 years ago was about $20,000 per tower, which even then I thought was remarkably low, but at least that's a starting point, and we'll have to apply inflation even from that time. So yeah, it's going to have to be higher than that, but that's what I was told 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you want to mention about this project that I guess you want to say that the supervisors basically held your ground?
Absolutely. And we also, in today's mail that was mentioned, we also received a letter from Invenergy indicating that they were going to move forward with yet another project. So I don't think the one that took place in my area of the county is going to be the last one. Certainly not.